from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're pumping coins into a hydrogen jukebox and listening to an astral suite. David Wiegand and I always fasten our seatbelts when we're going astral traveling. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And we're waking up with music born in New Orleans, perfected in the Bay Area.
Everybody ready, going to the living. Got to see the Zulu Queen.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Shake a little booty, grab a little cutie, eat a plate of red beans.
It's music from Zigaboo Modalist. His name is really Joseph Modalist, and he was the drummer for the Meters, and he's still mixing second-line rhythms with funk, rock, and jazz, and doing a great job of it.
Yeah, no, he's really terrific and obviously a great musician. We kind of thought it would be fun to pair him with Zydeco Flames, who are also performing this week, because there's a New Orleans connection, obviously, with both of them, and both of them begin with Z.
Yeah, Zigaboo plays Saturday at Leo's Music Club on Telegraph in Oakland, and the Zydeco Flames get their music from the bayous west of New Orleans. They're playing a couple of shows, first Saturday at 19 Broadway in Fairfax, and then they're at the Lesher Center for the Arts on August 1st. Mex I Am is a cultural festival sort of mixed with TED Talks about being Mexican, and I guess it's at the YBCA, Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. What are they doing here? It's kind of an odd mix.
They're doing a lot of different things. I wouldn't say that it's comprehensive, but it's intelligently selective, if that means anything. There's classical arts, Elisa Carrillo, the ballerina, and Alfredo Daza, who is a baritone, as well as a one-person show, Vicky Raico, who does One in a Million, which is a solo performance about undocumented immigrants, and all the wonderful Ballet de Folclórico de México, de Amalia Hernández. They're performing, and they're always worth it.
Mex I Am opens tomorrow at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts and continues through next weekend, and it's a cheap thrill. Some of the events are free. West Edge Opera has lost its home, but it's found a very nice sublet in Berkeley to make music like this.
Lightning's blue glare fills Oklahoma plains. The train rolls east.
That's music from a recording of Hydrogen Jukebox. And West Edge Opera is doing this Philip Glass, Allen Ginsberg song cycle collaboration and two other operas this summer. And it's so great that they're still operating.
I think it's wonderful. They're a really important part of the Bay Area culture, obviously. And this is a little summer festival with, again, something for everyone, to use that cliche again, including La Boheme. People know that one. Hydrogen Jukebox. And Jake Heggie's End of the Affair, which is based on Graham Greene's story. And believe it or not, for our homegrown boy, that's never been done in the Bay Area, so it's a Bay Area premiere.
West Edge Opera opens its three opera festival with La Boheme tomorrow night. The season wraps August 10th, all at the Ed Roberts campus right by Ashby Bard in Berkeley. Now, this is a beautiful thing. It's a chance to lie under the redwoods on a lawn, under the stars, with a beautiful radio being programmed for you by some of the craftiest programmers around. Of course, most of them in public radio. What is sound and story at Big Sur?
This is a really great audio performance celebration that began in June that continues through most of the summer with great storytelling by great radio artists. This Sunday, for example, we have Radiotopia Collective, which is a project of the Public Radio Exchange. And then next Sunday, Snap Judgment, after doing a couple of dates at the Norse Theater, the 1st and 2nd of August, and they're really terrific too. So it just sort of continues throughout the summer, different ways of telling stories and hearing stories at a great environment.
And that's our cheap thrill also this week. It's $10 or a donation. Big Sur Sound and Story continues at the Henry Miller Library through late August. Music from an astral suite now by Shabazz Palaces.
Vanity, I love you for myself. Me and always you and always never no one else. Sanity, a visage of my wealth. Lost but always found before the idols that I knelt. Strategy, the only way to try. Keep it do or die and always think in terms of I. Reverie,
Shabazz Palaces are three Seattleites, and they're led by Ishmael Butler of Biggable Planets. And this is just wow music. It's very, this is our astral traveling here.
This is really gorgeous. I love this music. They're a hip-hop collective, I suppose, but they're just so much beyond that. It's so complicated. The Stranger actually just said their new album, Less Majesty, is the best album of the year. They're really, really great.
Yeah, they remind me a little bit of Sun Ra as well.
Yeah.
Shabazz Palaces plays two nights at New Parish in Oakland, Monday and Tuesday. And Tuesday late afternoon, they're appearing at Amoeba Music in San Francisco. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist and follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.